Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
All right, let's talk about San Francisco right now because, they suffered a huge injury to Brandon Ayuk. The fear is right now, maybe by the time you hear this podcast, it will be confirmed, but the fear is a torn ACL and maybe more. It could be a multi-ligament knee injury here for Brandon Ayuk, and that just sucks, man. You feel for the guy, man, you feel for the 49ers too. And basically, where is San Francisco right now with their wide receivers? We saw Ricky Pearsall, their first round draft pick, finally get on the football field. I did see a funny tweet, man, that Ricky Pearsall got shot in the chest in his back before Christian McCaffrey, which is a little crazy. but yeah, Ricky Pearsall is in the mix there. Juwan Jennings has been he's been elevated from like steady third down contributor to, an actual difference maker on their offense. He's been a really reliable piece for them overall. So I guess where are we at with the San Francisco 49ers wide receiver core?
Not in a great spot. with Ayuk, man, I mean, it just sucks because, look, like, I think he even admitted it. Like, he probably could have handled the holdout as a little bit better than he did, maybe not making it as complicated as he did is kind of the way that he expressed it. And he obviously was not having a great start to his season. I don't think that the 7 games this year define Brandon Ayuk's career. I think that we know what type of player he is as an individual. He just wasn't off to a great start this year, probably because, even Brady was talking about it during this game. Like, it matters when you miss those practices, and who knows when you start to get it back. Now he's got another thing to kind of overcome here, which will eventually be this recovery from this injury, which just sucks. Like, he's going to come back with a lot to prove, especially because he hasn't, quote, lived up to that contract that he just signed and obviously made a lot of noise to get. So rooting for Ayuk, he's the man, a great player when he's at his best. When he's at his best, he's like a top 5 NFL receiver. Mm-hmm. Didn't really get that guy this year, but you have to imagine that at some point we were going to get that guy this year if you're the San Francisco 49ers, and now you're just not. Now that's definitely not happening, and that leaves your receiver core in a very, very interesting spot. You mentioned that obviously we got Ricky Pearsall back in this game. I actually charted this game for Ricky Pearsall this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, baby, I'm working. Ricky Pearsall ran around on 83.8% of the dropbacks in this game, according to PFF.
Okay.
There's no way they planned that, right? Like, they weren't planning Ricky Pearsall to run more routes than any other receiver on the team, but Ayuk gets hurt, Jennings misses this game, and Debo has this, illness thing where he only ran around on 5.4% of the dropbacks. That's obviously super problematic. Pearsall, again, I charted this game. It was definitely not the prettiest against man coverage, which I think is the reason that they drafted him, was to beat man coverage. But this is a guy that you got to remember, one, obviously is coming off being shot
in the chest. Unreal.
Shot in the chest. So I'm not going to come on here and bang on Pearsall for, a 50% success, just over 50% success rate versus man in his first game.
Right.
We should also note, too, that he didn't have a clean off season himself. I mean, the 49ers have had a year from hell with the injuries, and he was a part of this, too, with the whole shoulder thing that was keeping him out of practice. I thought what was interesting was that Pearsall played all 3 receiver positions, too. I've got him at just under 40% snaps in the slot. I've got him at 54.2% snaps on the line and 45.8% off the line. So, he was having to play some X, flanker, and slot. I think they want him to be more of a slot flanker guy. But, man, now, let's just say hypothetically, Ayuk's out for the year. He's their X receiver. He's their coverage-beating guy. When Debo and Jennings are back, neither one of those guys is really an X receiver. Obviously Debo's never been a man coverage beater. That's why he has to be schemed into positions. And Jennings is more of he's closer to a power slot than anything else. He's been super efficient and super effective this year. For Jennings, 48.9% snaps in the slot, 50.7% out wide. So he's more of a slot flanker guy.
Right.
Super, like I said, super effective. One of the most efficient receivers in the NFL this year. He's top 10 in terms of like EPA per target, first downs per route run. He's been a really, really effective player, but he's not really that X receiver. So are we putting Chris Conley on the field because he's kind of the backup X receiver? I don't love that. So we'll see what they end up doing with Ricky Pearsall, but he, really good reps against zone coverage. I got him at a very good success rate versus zone, but he definitely struggled to beat man coverage. All of these receivers struggled to beat man coverage against a Chiefs secondary that, I mean, if I was to put a adjective on them, it would be suffocating. Like that is the way I would describe them.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what the deployment looks like, but because as you mentioned, these guys, they just don't have too many outside guys. Juwan Jennings, who I really like, by the way, if you play fantasy, got to add him. Got to be one of the top waiver wire ads for sure, because I think he's going to walk into a big target share here. But Deebo Samuel is going to go off. I mean, he's going to see so many targets, so many air yards and all that kind of, the volume is going to, for Deebo is going to be absolutely insane. But yeah, just from a real life perspective, I am curious to see how San Francisco runs some of these guys out here. They've got some options, Matt, in terms of players. They just don't got a lot of options at X. That's the, that's the problem, you know?
Exactly. And for Pearsall, a lot of it before Ayuk went down, it was a lot of like whip routes from the slot, which I think like, and you know, if I, in reception perception, those get charted as, other, you know, because they're not like a traditional route, but it's like that little return route when they whip back into the middle of the field there. And you know, there were some good reps, there were some bad reps for Pearsall against man coverage there, but I think that's what they wanted him to be, right? They wanted him to almost be like their version of Cooper Kupp.
Interesting.
And really, I think that, like, I think they wanted a chain mover, like a consistent sort of, hey, we can, when teams go man coverage on us on third down, and this ended up being like a really insightful bit of kind of scouting and drafting. It's just, it's not gone well because he was shot and didn't play in the first few games. But, you know, the 49ers have faced more man coverage than anybody else on third down this year. That they have been pitched a lot of man coverage on third down, and you know, Purdy was disastrous against man coverage against Kansas City Chiefs, and it was awful. And a lot of that is because, okay, we don't have a guy in Ayuk who's our man coverage beater, and you really haven't had Ayuk at 100% all year, and none of these other dudes consistently beat man coverage. I don't think Jennings is necessarily consistently that guy, except on very, very short routes close to the line of scrimmage. Deebo obviously is not that guy. Kittle is probably your best man coverage beater at this point from a downfield perspective. That's not great because he is a tight end. Great player, but he is a tight end. Right. So what they're really hoping, and with Pearsall too, I would say this. From like a qualitative perspective, just watching him, I thought he moved smoothly. I don't think he was he looked slow or stiff or anything.
No.
I feel like he just needs a little bit more decisiveness. And there were a couple times, too, where I think he needs to flatten the route out against man and give like Purdy a little bit more separation there. And maybe there could have been some more completions. There could have been more successful routes in reception perception. So ultimately, I do think Pearsall is going to matter a lot for this team right now. And they're going to need him to sort of tighten up those rookie like mistakes that you see rookie wideouts make. Like, okay, you're a little far into the route. You need to flatten it out. The depth's not perfect. Okay, that little whip route, whip it at five routes instead of six routes. Let's get in and out of those breaks. But you really just didn't want to be in a position if you're the 49ers that, okay, that's where we're at right now. A rookie wide receiver who missed the first part of the season because he was shot in the offseason, had injury issues in the offseason, didn't practice all that. He's now got to become our most important man coverage beater. But like, welcome to the reality, because that is where this team is.
You know, the one player, when you look at the roster construction for the wide receivers, the one player they really could not lose was Brandon Ayuk. I mean, honestly, because again, I, however you feel about Ricky Pearsall, you know, he didn't play, you know, during training camp, missed it with all that injuries, obviously missed the half the season here after being shot in the chest. And even younger players for them too, like Jacob Cowing, right? This guy's a slot only player for them. You know what I mean? So if they had somebody like, you know, if Deebo goes down with injury, I think they have answers there. Mm-hmm. They can figure out guys to play in, you know, you can't truly replicate what Deebo does, but just from a positional standpoint, alignment bros, okay, you know what I mean? Like, from an alignment standpoint, you could kind of sort of figure it out. Man, Brandon Ayuk's the one guy, man. Look at this roster. Just look at this roster. He's the one guy that could not have gotten hurt, and he did.